Hello, and welcome to the 40th Planet Destiny podcast. Pope Bear is out this week, but we got Tefty, we have Briar Rabbit, and we have a guest that has been a long time coming on the podcast.
What is going on, guys? Versus the Stream here?
Versus the Stream, one of our one of our guys. He streams on the Planet Destiny channel, was kind enough to, you know, he just said, I'll come stream for you guys. You stream what, like on Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday for like 2 hours, like around noonish.
Yeah,
like
about usually 3 hours.
Yeah,
sometimes cut it short.
And trials is coming up soon here again. We'll get into the bad news later about trials, but you do a lot of trials carries and stuff on stream as well. So this week, guys, Iron Banner has come back in, and what do you think of it so far? What do you think of the new and quote unquote improved Iron Banner?
I've actually been enjoying it, like, compared to the past ones.
There's an absence of a certain thorny weapon.
Nothing's pricking me lately, so that's good. The thorn's gone, and it's not something that you want to use compared to all the other guns available for you this time around. The biggest thing for me was the lag, and though it's still there, it's not as frequent as it was before, so you don't see... You're not going to go against constant teams that are just teleporting everywhere. Maybe every few matches I've seen one or two people, tops, lagging, and it makes a much better experience.
Yeah, definitely. That's my experience as well. It's just very few people are in that, like, you can't damage them mode.
Yeah. That, and there's less, like, instant shotgun kills. Like the shotgun kills are definitely up close, but they're designed as they should be. A shotgun should be right up to you, and you should die from a shotgun right up to you. And now there's more variety, which is awesome.
Super good. And like to the shotguns, before we go to the variety, the shotguns have been inconsistent for me. So sometimes I'll get like a really, you know, pre-patch long range kill.
Stupid kill.
And then sometimes I won't, like I'll do like, I'll be really close to you and shoot you, and it literally won't do anything to you. So I'm sure not everyone's going through that, but there is some still inconsistencies, but at least it's getting better. And like Tefty said, the variety makes it so much more fun. Like, you're not constantly going against the same meta gun. There's not one gun you should be using.
Well, I think I found that gun, unfortunately. Thank you, Tefty, for putting out that review on the Hawksaw. The Hawksaw is beast.
I've gotten like 3 drops of it, but every single time I get it, it's such a bad roll. I have to dismantle it, and it sucks.
Man, like,
I know how good it is.
Yeah. If it has any stability perk on it, like it's so good. If you can fix that, like it cuts to the left really bad. So if you can get a perk that fixes that, like it doesn't even matter.
I think the Fender version has a stability perk on it.
Which stability perk though?
I don't know. It's one of the trade-off ones, if I remember correctly. Okay, I can't remember.
Well, if you get hand-laid stock, I mean, it maxes out the stability, and it's incredible. Like, what about range? So on my particular one, I've got Hammerforged, Rangefinder, and hand-laid stock. So I've got range plus range plus perfect stability.
I wouldn't go for hand-laid stock normally, unless you happen to be able to have that god roll as well.
Yeah. It's kind of insane. I've really been enjoying it. But if you get counterbalance, so you don't have the sway back and forth as much, then that can be really good, too.
Yeah, if you just get normal... if you get counterbalance, and that's enough, and you don't have to get anything else on it. The Hawksaw... I was running with, like, Manigator, Hovey, Ian, a bunch of other guys from Resolute, and normally when you zone in, like, pre-Taken King, zone in, everyone's got, like, Last Word, Hawk Moon, or Thorn equipped.
Yeah.
Nah, this one, everyone except me had Hawksaw equipped.
Even without rolls on it, though, or without great perks, it's just a solid gun. Like, it fires fast, it kills fast. If you can control it, like, it almost doesn't matter what perks you get. It's just nasty.
Yeah, it's solid one of those kind of guns. And I've also been hearing... about the sidearm as well. And I know, Holtz, you were able to use this before TTK even came out, I believe, right?
Yeah, it has changed since then.
I've been hearing that. Okay. It used to be literally a god weapon, like something that was just... It replaces everything.
It was Last Word with, like, Suro stability, so it had no recoil for the most part, with the range of, like, a sniper rifle.
That's insane.
It was stupid in the E3 build.
That's crazy.
The sidearm was our primary because it had cross-map range. it would kill people in 3 taps to the head or 4 mm-hmm. body shots. It has changed since then. It is no longer that. The Iron Banner one is a really good roll this week, so you should pick it up if you can get to rank 4. I think it is to pick it up.
Yeah, I've also heard.
Yeah, it's just really good, but it's not god tier like it used to be.
Yeah, and I've also heard that that it's actually better to try to get a dropped version instead of purchasing, because it can actually roll with things to get it closer to that version. Oh, I'm hearing this from people who've played with it, TTK.
Like a rangefinder or something?
Yeah, I was also watching clips with no range attachments to it, no range perks, and it was actually doing ridiculously well. It was taking people out really fast. It was a great counter to shotguns, and supposedly with the right perks on it, it can actually replace a fusion rifle, and that's pretty cool. And
maybe really? Yeah, I believe that. Wow. I believe that, yeah. It's a solid incredible weapon.
So has anybody actually gotten a drop out of the Iron Banner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kutch has.
Like, has anyone here?
You just know somebody who has.
I have not.
Yeah, I know for a fact. I know Kutch has gotten a drop, okay. And he has proof of his. Yeah,
he has proof.
So somebody just tweeted me also, like, recently before we started the podcast. I said, no, I haven't seen any drops yet. And then they were like, funny thing, reading this, I just got the sidearm drops. So it's like, it seems really rare for these drops. They said it was rank 2, they start dropping, or the stuff starts dropping. I don't know specifically what.
At rank 2, the cloak will start to drop. And then I think
it's only the cloak?
Yeah, only the cloak will start to drop at rank 2. That's all I've seen from people that were rank 2. I think at rank 3 you can start to get like the boots, or and then basically the corresponding rank that you can buy it at, you can start to get stuff at.
I got my, I tweeted out a warlock bond I got from a drop, and I actually got that from rank 1. I got that right after I ranked up to 1, and that was the one with the new warlock bond. Yeah.
Really? So okay.
I actually got that on rank 1. So maybe, I think from rank 1 and 2, it's the class items, and then I just got boots from rank 3.
Okay.
Like after rank 3, boots started dropping for my Titan, so.
Interesting.
I do want to kind of comment on the drops themselves. We saw that in one of the past things, they said we want the drops to be the primary source of your loot from Iron Banner.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you guys feel about that thus far? Because my personal experience right now is that none of my friends have been getting anything. I've been reading a ton of reports of people just, I'm rank 4, I'm rank 5, I've gotten a single class item. The drops don't seem to be working as intended. Maybe it gets better as the week goes on. What do you guys...
Yeah, because in my experience, like this past week, I've been playing with my friends and stuff on stream, and so far the drops aren't too bad for me. And like I've seen it, that's because for some reason I'm privileged when it comes to RNG, and it's ridiculous.
RNGesus loves you.
I'm the son of RNGesus, and... But I've also seen, I've played with people and I've seen them get drops as well. I've seen my friends get like boots for their hunter. I've seen them get class items at they're the lowest on the team getting class items. I just think the RNG, I like the fact that we can get this stuff as drops and that's our main source. But I don't think anyone would be able to guess that's the main source because it doesn't drop, like you said, as often as it should be.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really a slow drop rate. Now, when you're in matches, like when you're with a team, it's easier to judge because you can see, like, okay, I'm with the same 6 guys for 10 matches in a row,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And you can see that, okay, one guy got something in the last 10 matches. That's not very good, right? And it was a class.
That's what I've seen.
But when I'm in public matches, too, I don't see anything drop there either. So it's kind of frustrating, I think. You know, now that stuff costs legendary marks are a lot harder to come by than Glimmer was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a little frustrating. They are less, though. I want to buy boots for each of my characters. That's going to be really hard to do if they're not dropping at all.
And that's true. That's talking about true. Marks, I've actually been trying to find reasons to use them during Iron Banner because, we now use marks to purchase Iron Banner gear. And now that they're dropping, I'm actually getting everything I want from the vendor as drop. So boots, got them. My class item, got them. And it's like, I want to use these marks. And I think it'd be really cool to have that, have it so there's specific items you can only buy and also have things that can only drop just to add it, some sort That'd of variety nice. To it. So you have reasons to want these marks and you have reasons to keep playing for the drops instead of having them both do the same exact thing.
True. Well, you have to keep in mind that like the stuff from the vendor, is like, it seems like they're going to be rolling that stuff really well, at least the weapons. Mm-hmm. Like, they're designing those weapons to be, you know, really solid. So it feels like those would be worth spending the marks on instead of chancing it, getting one mm-hmm. as a random drop. But mm-hmm. If you want to do that system, I think they would also need to, they need to increase the drop rates a little bit, I think. I'm not saying it should be raining them purples every single match, but, you know, like, I want consistency, because and I think I did some today and yesterday when I was above rank 2. And over, I think, probably about 25 matches I played, I saw 3 legendaries drop in total for everyone. Yeah.
And to me, that does not seem like a main source. That seems like what it was before. Like, oh, hey, when you play Iron Banner, you might get something.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like those were the drop rates.
For, like, I'm one of the kind of guys who enjoys doing really well. Like, I like having fun as well. You know, have those matches where you just play around and stuff. But I'm also the kind of guy who really enjoys winning these matches and going for, like, the top score on my team and having cool and fun, you know, competitiveness with everyone. And how do you feel about the whole system constantly still rewarding players who, I don't want to I don't want to say anything bad about that, because, you know, not everyone's to be good at the game. But don't you think there should be some sort of RNG boost to at least the top 3 players of the winning team when it comes to drops?
There should be something like that. It would increase the competitiveness in mm-hmm. some games. So those players would be fighting, you know, to get that better reward. But, you know, then there's people like me who are getting the same rewards right now mm-hmm. when I'm going into matches and trying to land sick no scopes the entire match. And like, thanks guys for the carry. And I was on with that group from Resolute, I was like in the bottom 3 every single match, except for like maybe 2 or 3, because I was just doing stupid stuff the entire time.
Oh, you went 0-6 here, legendary armor piece.
Dude, I only got 1 kill, but it was sick.
I don't know if I'd like to see just the top players get rewards, like even more rewards, because I want the Crucible to be an inviting place for everybody. And just because you're not necessarily, just because you know that you don't have a shot at getting in the top of the leaderboard, there should still be a good chance of reward for you to come into there, have a good time with your friends. Like, I just, whenever somebody brings up this point of like trying to weigh more rewards toward the top of the leaderboards, I always say, well, don't you want like new people coming in all the time? That's always what I want, is I want new people to get attracted to the Crucible all the time, and I feel like that would be a detriment to them.
I don't know, because I think a counter argument would be is like, I'm not saying, what I wasn't saying was that there should be less reward to the people who are on the bottom, but I feel there should be something special for at least maybe MVP, maybe give him a coin, because, you know, strange coins are harder to come by now, and even then it gives it the player more reason to want to come back to the Crucible. Like, hey, I want to get that spot. That my goal this week is to be able to get top 3 or MVP, because I know that top person gets a strange coin or a higher chance of a legendary.
And like the difference between like attracting people to the Crucible in the first place and trying to get people to stick with the Crucible and get better at it.
I think it'd be really cool. Like, it'll help them, because it seems Bungie really does enjoy. They're enjoying investing into PvP a lot, and
absolutely.
They know there's a competitive side, or people who want to be competitive there. And I think it'd be really cool to give people more reason to want to get better, to want to invest into PvP builds for their character, and want to really invest some good time playing PvP just in general, even if they're going solo queuing in Rumble or in a 6v6. But then that goes into like the conversation of the competition, and maybe even for certain game modes where this one's for competitive players and this one's for casual players, and then, you know, it's just, it branches out to like many possible conversations, so I don't want to go too deep into it.
I do want to kind of switch the conversation over from loot and like switch it over to classes. What has everyone been playing in the Iron Banner? I've been doing Hunter.
Sunbreaker.
I went from Warlock all the way. So I used to be a Warlock guy, Sunsinger all the way. I'm a spam nades, melee, all that stuff, to straight Sunbreaker. Like, I switched my PvP main to straight Sunbreaker. And that's for the obvious reasons. You know, that's for the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Fixit is here to wreck everyone. And it seems he's
Mr. Fixit.
He obviously has way too much going on, and I want some of that. It's like the new Thorn, but in a class version. Because I just, now the build I have with my Titan is, even when I don't have my super, I have 2 melee hits, and as long as one of those melees kill you, I'm regenerating my health. You're exploding. Whoever stands in that flame is going to burn. my super itself. I get an overshield. I can stand in the flame to get a double overshield. I can go ahead and regen health after each kill, and it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, the I've been playing Night Stalker. No, I haven't been doing the Night Stalker glitch. I haven't. Okay, I'm lying. I did do it at least.
Did and, you?
Oh yeah. Why would I not? I play this game so much. I'm gonna do it at least a couple times. I did it. I did it about three times in total. One time I was like,
PvP
well,
or PvP?
Yeah, in PvP I was like, well, I missed my first shot. Yeah, I'll just do it. I'll just do it. I'll justify it. I'm getting a do over. But
I'm judging you so hard right now.
But if I killed someone, I was like, nah, I'm not gonna reset it. I killed one guy. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, but like Sunbreakers they're kind of like the new Thorn for the most part.
Totally.
You can't do anything against them when they're active.
Exactly. You see especially a pop, you run.
One like, there's like when one I hear thing that you tink, can do is run. Yeah, as soon as I hear that tink, I'm like, oh, everybody run.
Just run. Unless you can shut them down with a shadow shot, just run. It does not matter.
Yeah, I've been lucky. You know, sometimes I'll shotgun then punch and get that lucky, you know, kill. But, dude, like, the only way you're going to kill one, for the most part, is at least two people shooting him at once or a far range or something.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. The one technique I've found is baiting them to chase you and getting away from the team, which is kind of nice. You could do that to, like, kind of separate them from the pack that you know of.
Yeah.
That's one option. But, honestly, it's just, like, you run. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. They have trouble hitting people that are up in the air, too. So, if you jump around a lot, they can have a lot of trouble. Yeah. Especially if you're a hunter and you got the extra control jump where you can actually change direction while you're in the air so he can't predict where you're going to land.
That's true. Yeah, that's another tactic. Sadly, the tactic is either... Did anyone ever see that god-awful movie Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry to say I did.
Kate Beckinsale was in it and she was great, but aside from that, no, there's no reason to see it. The scene where they lure all the fighter planes past the lighthouse and then shoot the planes with shotguns from the lighthouse. Yeah, that's basically what you have to do with Titans when they're active in the super. It's like, okay, guys, post up. And you have to get like a firing squad all with snipers. And it's like, okay, he's coming around the corner now. And he comes around and then, you know, then you can kill him. It takes a very big team effort to down one of those guys.
If he gets one guy, it's over though. Yeah. As soon as he kills one of you, his health is back. Yeah, and he's exactly. Like, all right, everyone split up. Exactly. Like, get out of there.
Yeah, it's insane. I think, what is it, like crit for, like 1,000 yard stare crits for, I think, 197.
188.
Oh, 188?
188. Yeah. The only way I'm killing one is if, like, I am vastly over leveled than him or something.
Yeah.
The spindle will one shot him, right?
The spindle will, but that's not a good PvP sniper rifle. Its aim assist is too low. It's just
delay in shots is ridiculous.
Yeah,
yeah, you get punished really heavily for that if you miss. Yeah,
but it does have Mulligan.
That's true. For me, I've also just been using a shadow shot, and no, I have not done the glitch.
You should do it, Tef.
But also, I've just kind of. Do it. Keep doing it. I've just been enjoying the shadow shot, actually. Like I enjoy the combo of the swirl nade. I forget the name of it. The one that's a giant sphere.
And vortex.
The combo with vortex mixed in with venom or in venom.
Yeah.
With the and then the sealed Ahamkar's grasps. So double smokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good. I've been enjoying it. Like and the triple shot with the quiver. And I don't know if I'm going to play the other characters, just because, you know, it's a time investment.
There's although such a I was big time planning on with this expansion.
Yeah. It is. It's so huge. Like, and also I'm at the same time trying to think about I need to put some time and effort into my Xbox account.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I feel so bad.
I tried it today. I did some Iron Banner today, but I haven't been. You know, I've been neglecting my Xbox character, so I went to Iron Banner today in 230s and 240s. Oh my God. God, like
that's rough. Yeah.
Oh my, like some guy constantly kept body shotting me. No matter what sniper you use, I was getting body shotted. One, like, it was ridiculous.
Oh no,
you can't challenge anyone as a 240. And I felt bad for anyone who has to play by themselves like that.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah,
God.
That would definitely make you not want to play the Iron Banner. Just period.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Which I feel I've been enjoying it. You know.
I feel like the matchmaking has actually been pretty good too. It's been matching like it if I'm solo queued or whatever, like it's matching us against players that are around our light level as well. It's not doing what it used to do last time where it was like, oh yeah, here's a light level oh, you're light level 34. Here's a light level 27 on your team. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Yeah. You don't have fun.
Like, this is, it's been way better, but I have noticed, I'm not sure like why it does this, but you know, like it's recently when you do in multiplayer and it says breaking up teams to find new players.
Yeah.
That, like a good 80-70% of the time, it's not finding new players. I'm going against the same exact team. And I'm like, I wonder, like, it's just my personal interest, but I like to know what goes on there. Like, what does it separate us, or is it just like looks if it doesn't find anyone?
Yeah, I don't know. Or... We'll like just have to ask.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to ask some of the Bungie guys, see if they can be a little more transparent on that.
It's a sad screen to see when you're in there solo and you got a good team working, and then you see that come up, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So
I haven't experienced that bug actually. Every time it's broken up teams for us, it's been a new team, unless I just don't pay attention, which is possible. A lot of the times I don't pay attention.
With new emotes, I pay attention. Where everyone would I get killed and someone decides to Carlton on my body. Oh, I pay attention.
I pay attention.
Oh, I pay attention. Ooh. Oh, you blow me a kiss. Oh, all right. I see that kiss. I'm coming for it.
Dude, I was excited to drop the sorrow. Like, so my plan was that if somebody teabags me, then I would snipe them and then drop the sorrow, like hit the knees each snipe. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen. I was like annoyed. I was like, come on, somebody get into an e-fight and teabag me. It didn't happen.
I've been teabagging everyone, dude. I've been I've been doing it out of like, oh, you're still using shotgun.
I got, you know, the type of teabag where they don't actually come teabag you, but they like, they do it.
The lazy bag?
The lazy bag from across the map where they just sit there and start.
Lazy bag crouching. Is when it's a distance one, when they see it in the camera.
That's even worse than coming up and doing it on my body, because like you...
Oh, of course.
You're not even brave enough to come out of your little hidey hole and, you know... And,
am I not worth
and
your
desecrate
bag, huh?
My corpse? Exactly. Nah, okay.
You have to send me an e-invite for your bagging?
Yeah.
Am I not even worth it?
Thank you.
I do not accept, sir.
Yeah, so against that particular player... you know, I just did golf clap every time I killed him for the rest of the match. And you be you be sure to walk over to his ghost and just, you know, hit left on the D-pad.
Oh, I love I love clapping right in front of their ghost. Yeah, and they're sitting there going, huh? Like, what do I do wrong? Like, why are you clapping? Like, what's going on?
You don't remember me from 2 minutes ago when you teabagged me, but I do.
Like, next week, oh, that guy, man, that guy who clapped, what is his name? It's been bothering him for a month.
So has anyone else experienced the Night Stalker? Okay, just since I've been playing Night Stalker a shit ton, it just feels really underwhelming, the super, to me. I don't know if it's because Titans are just so damn good, and then, you know, Warlocks,
I think
they're,
that's part of it.
Super is also really good. Just it feels like it takes you know,
too long.
I don't really feel bad for Night Stalkers, I'm going to be honest with you. You guys have had probably the two best supers, at least in the top three for the first year. So, you have one that is really a PvE super now. How about that?
I have noticed something, though. I'm not sure if anyone noticed this, but I've been noticing a lot lately. When someone's shooting their Shadow Shot, they have this hidden overshield where you shoot them and their health goes nowhere.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Is that in the perk description that you get a
overshield
when you're in the air?
It's on the same level Nova Bomb as Nova Bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Invisibility frames.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, I'm like, everyone gets this weird invincibility frame or stuff like that, and then the Warlocks are just like, hey, I'm exactly the same. Like, they get nothing. I think this is me being super biased because I love Warlocks, but I would love some sort of ability where the Warlocks can drop their Storm Grenade on themselves and give themselves an overshield in their super so they land their own... Because I'm tired of landing my own grenade and dying. I'm like, wait, don't I control? Like, don't I control this? Why am I getting hurt by my own lightning? Like, what's going on with this? Like, shouldn't I get some really cool overshield?
Mini Thor at the moment?
Yeah, and that's just one of
God of lightning.
Like, my bias kind of things. But back to the tethering, it's something disappointing, especially when going against a Titan Sunbreaker, because you can shoot that tether next to me, but I can just look at it, boonk, and come
you,
back.
You can destroy it before the tether will actually trigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can unknowingly destroy it too, because the aim assistance on the hammers is stupid with the proximity detonation as well.
The hitbox is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think personally, it needs to tether within like 100 milliseconds. Like, it needs to shut your super down upon impact. Like if you hit a direct hit, because I did this to a Stormcaller, and I hit him directly with it, and then started unloading like, you know, a whole clip of primary, and then they killed me, and they were still in Stormcaller. And sure, it was probably lag induced, you know, but I just think that in order to make that super worth it in PvP, it really needs to activate really quick to be worth it.
Yeah,
definitely, I agree. Like it's because it's something I was actually excited for. With CTK coming out, I was really excited. Like, okay, you know, the hunters are going to be a huge help when it comes to support class. People like to play support, and it's going to be extremely helpful. And I have seen it help a lot, but there's also been a lot of times where I've seen it fail a lot. And I'm like, dang, like
it's an incredibly difficult super to use. Like, people always complain about Nova Bomb hitting a ceiling. It's like, man, this thing, this thing, my god, this super.
I've seen Bows hit ceilings, and I laugh at that. I've seen Bows hit some ceilings. I'm like, what? What are you doing?
It hits.
I will say everything. when you get a three piece with the bow, that's pretty satisfying.
Oh, it's good. Oh yeah,
yeah. Three direct hits. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah. Oh,
imagine
it's incredibly satisfying. But I think it also kind of it doesn't feel like a proper super to me if you use Quiver, because the real strength of it should be the tether, and like going Bloodbound has this huge killing potential where you tether a group of enemies. And then, you know, you can kill them all with one sniper shot or something like that. It's such a cool idea for a super, but I think just in the practicality of PvP, you're going to want to take Quiver because it has much more single target killing potential than the super itself having group killing potential.
I don't think the thing's ever going to be a top tier.
No, I don't think
PvP super, because most of the other supers, like the area effect ones, kill immediately. Or, like, the Golden Gun kills immediately, or the Hammers kill immediately. This thing, it just requires so many steps that it's just never going to be, like, top tier.
But then you do have Shade Step, though.
I'm not talking about Shade Step. Trust me. I'm just talking about the Super.
We're just talking about the Super itself.
Yeah.
Well, so, but here's the thing, though. Like, I think what you have to think of in terms of the build itself is all those benefits that you get with it. Because no other class has Shade Step, and also the Venom Nades are handy, I think so, in my opinion. I think the grenades are a little lackluster, because there's definitely, like, there's no sticky option.
The smoke bomb is the grenade. Treat that as your grenade. That's the only way to go about it.
So what I've been doing is doing, like, the double up with a vortex and a smoke nade. Like, you either smoke nade and then vortex immediately with it, and that's been really effective. And also, it's funny, with the quivers, the quiver perk, I forget about it all the time. I know it's like a noob type of thing to do with it, but you get used to it in PvE, and you totally forget that you have extra shots when you're in the middle of battle.
What does Quiver do?
Like, gives you three shots, but they have substantially reduced tether range.
Yeah. So it's basically three really lazy golden gunshots.
The super is basically activate super. Super travels to target. Super forms tether. Tether gets to target. There's a lot of steps in there for it to actually even just suppress someone.
It takes about as long as it took you to explain that, too. Yeah. I mean, it takes a while for everything to happen. Seriously.
Yeah.
Telling you, you can hit, like I said, you can hit a Stormcaller, and then they can run up to you and kill you while you're shooting with primary.
And then it'll tether them.
Yeah, and then it tethers outside of the distance.
Yeah. I know listeners, yes, we are complaining about the Nightstalker Hunter. No, we don't want it to be God tier like Blade Dancer was. We don't want it to be God tier. We just you know, I'd like some consistency with the super. That's all I'm asking for. We don't want it to be God tier. It's just, we want it to work, and we want it to be so
when someone is that person who may not be the person in the team who's good at, you know, picking people off of your team. We want that the person who's comfortable being supportive class, being comfortable with themselves and being confident in themselves that they can support their team. And that's what, that in my opinion, that class is all about. It's all about supporting and, like, just helping out the team as much as possible. And it's a huge, that super itself is amazing for that. And we want that to work as intended, pretty much.
Yep.
Honestly, if Quiver made it so that the tether time was reduced as well, then it would be worth using.
I think then I think that would become the only talent that could be possibly used. I think it just needs to have reduced tether time in general. So then you would have that choice of, do I want one that could do damage to a lot of people, or three that could, you know,
Like, yeah. Instantly activate.
Instantly yeah. activate.
Couldn't you...
Because it's great in PvE right
no,
now.
No, it's fantastic it's a great PvE. Super it's one PvE. Of the... Yeah. It's probably the best PvE super. Like, I'll go ahead and say it. It's the best PvE super out there.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Like, I always... If, when it's a Hunter playing, I'm like, hey, you're using Shadow Shot? Like, I make sure, like...
Yeah, you are now. Right?
Like, yeah, right? It's like, yeah. It's like, yo, oh, you was that upgraded? Do you have Shadow Shot, though? All right, put that on. Yeah. Cool.
Do you not have the subclass fully upgraded? You just have Shadow Shot? Okay, don't care. Just
perfect, yeah, yep. You're good to go. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And the three shots can't, like, because the one shot is a bigger radius, right? Or what it captures?
Yeah, it has a larger radius, and then you can choose to make it have an even larger radius and increased duration.
Longer duration.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
you shoot the three shots in a certain pattern to make it so it can cover that range, maybe even more? Or is that not possible?
You basically can. You basically can. You'll get a longer horizontal range. You won't get as big of mm-hmm. a
okay
like
so, like an area yeah, kind of effect
diameter.
Kind of thing.
I just math yeah. math terms can't think. But yeah,
yeah.
Basically, Quiver is really good for PvP because I can be like, okay, I'm gonna tether that doorway up. Now I need to kill this other person up. Now there's a guy that's just coming from behind me. I'm gonna tether him in that doorway. Like you can. Yeah. You know, suppress multiple areas, which is yeah. why it's just going to be better for PvP.
Mm-hmm.
In theory,
if it would actually work, but
in practical use, underwhelming.
Enough complaining about the Night Stalker subclass. There are many other subclasses to complain about.
Let's complain about Sunbreakers.
Sunbreakers. Year one Thorn Sunbreaker.
Yeah, I think we complained about Sunbreakers enough earlier. Everyone can,
it's
hopefully, everyone that's level-headed can agree, yes, they're a little bit too strong, they don't take enough damage in PvP, and they are fine in PvE. So,
completely agree.
This is our year, baby! This is our year!
Reduce that armor a little bit, so I can kill you with the LDR headshot. You know, just, I think we'll be in a good place then.
They just, yeah, does they need to have the same type of life as a regular golden gun.
That's going to be an intense discussion there if we get into that.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit too much, and like you have to go deep in that. But does anyone have any negatives, like Vopenis for, that sounds weird, for the Stormcaller? Like, is there anything people are complaining about the Stormcaller, like in a negative way in terms of it's too OP or this needs to be nerfed? Is there any talk of that?
There's some talk of it being, like, it's too strong, like, if you spec for it to have the increased duration, but mm-hmm. that doesn't really make much sense to me. Like, you're specing for it to have that increased duration. It's supposed mm-hmm. to be strong then because you're holding off using it so you can get, you know, your grenade and melee will help it out. I think if you need to spec for that, then maybe it should take away your melee and grenade charge when you use it.
Yeah.
Like, at the cost of your melee or grenade mm-hmm. charge, it will then...
Yeah, like, it won't charge up until you're done.
Until you're done or something. Like, I think that would be fair, because it does... It's a massive benefit to them, but...
Nah, yeah. I don't like this idea.
So,
I'll pass.
So, what else has happened this week? Well, what is it? The hard mode raid got announced, guys. The hard mode.
Yes.
And
for
those that may not know, versus the stream, you had quite the harrowing experience in the normal version of the raid. Fun.
People are more mad about it than our team is. Like, they come to my stream and be like, "Yo, you should have had that. Yo, this and that." I'm like, dude, it's cool. Like, I actually like that. Like, something like that, I want to see more of from Bungie. Like, I'm calling it the juke. It's the Oryx juke. And I love that. Like, as soon as it happened, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And then as soon as they killed us, I was like, you know, you're disappointed, but we're confident enough to know we can do it again. So I just brushed it off, and it was super fun because I was like, that was a good one. Like, that was really good.
Yeah.
I tipped my Tefty Teft Facebook hat to that one.
Oh my God.
That was great. I enjoyed that one.
Yes, versus.
Oh my God!
For those who aren't aware of the joke, we found a picture of Tefty long time ago from a party with. He has a Very interesting get up on. He's got that trilby hat on. That is a trilby, not a fedora, by the way. I know my hat, sir. Oh,
God.
He's got the total lady hat on. And
can we have the perfect chat spam Destiny, my lady in the chat? 1, 2, 3.
Spam lady for him. All right, there we go. Good job. Yeah, that's
oh, my God. But, yeah, it was a really cool experience. And, like, I tell everyone, if I had the opportunity to do it again, I would. The whole second place, first place. Our goal was to get top 10. We got second place.
That's pretty good.
We were extremely happy about it. Like, it was something to be super proud of, and I cannot Absolutely. Wait to give it another shot for hard mode.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you guys, are you guys doing anything specific to like get ready for hard mode?
Every single raid that comes out, believe it or not, my team gets broken up. You know, things happen in people's lives every single time, and it's happening again. So I'm not going to have my original team, which sucks because I was confident enough to say I was the best raid team ever.
Oh.
But this time, I'm not sure if it's okay to announce it. I think it'll be pretty exciting to announce the team this time. But it's going to be me and two others from the original team, Altchief and Dork. But we also have some surprise people who are joining us this time. We are taking it very seriously, and we're going to be practicing the raids. Oh. We're going to make sure we're power leveling. We have Robbie V joining us. Ooh. And nice. We have Blue Weslow and Admiral Baru joining us. And everyone's really serious about it. We're all super grinding. Admiral Barr was working on two other warlocks right now because he only had one. So he's like deep in the grind at the moment. but this is something we really want and we're really pumped for.
By the way, for those who don't know, it will be next week that it's coming out. Next week, Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific.
October 23rd, right?
October the 23rd. We're going to... some hard mode's going to go out. Tefty, Briar, are we going to try to do that again?
Please. Hell yeah, man.
Yes, indeed. Why not,
right?
We were talking about this earlier before we started the whole recording stuff. We were talking about we want to get like a time lapse on Tefty's face during the raid.
Watch the beard growth.
I want to see some bloodshot Tefty eyes again.
Extreme exhaustion sets in.
I'm glad I wasn't able to stream because Comcast was, you know, just crapping its pants on me again during that stream. But yeah. Like I did have the same thing. Like I looked in the mirror to my left and I was like, oh man, I look just haggard. I look rough.
Dude,
everyone, the whole director, there was no one in the directory who was using face cam that didn't look pooped. You know what I mean? Like I went to a triple rec stream, and as I'm sure everyone knows who he is, and he was doing like a 32-hour stream beforehand.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was gone.
Oh
like,
my God.
He was gone. It was like, you know, one of those aw moments because you know, you see how tired he is, but he really wants this. And I think that's one of the coolest things about Destiny and the raids when they come out, that people are really driven and they're really, really determined to complete it and see what happens afterwards. And that's really, really cool. And I really respect him for that. It's like, it was just really fun seeing Tefty. Like, literally, like, looks like someone just shot him constantly.
Oh my
and
God.
He was just ready to just give up. Like, it was great. And then everyone talked about the speech, the famous Tefty speech and stuff.
it was after the bungee juke. I knew that after that happened, there had to be some sort of like
we needed an independent physical means speech.
Yeah, it had to be some sort of this is do or die. We got this. Let's make it happen type of thing. I was like, okay, and then we did it too. We did it right after that.
It was a good speech.
I didn't realize that.
Did you guys get to the juke like the first time? Yeah. Did you guys beat the juke the first time?
No, we didn't. Like... We got the juke and then died.
Yeah. So that's when I did the speech. Because I was like, oh my God.
Did you guys ever have to go through the glitch where you had to literally go back to orbit to fix it?
Multiple times.
Oh my God. Like, I don't understand. Like, I wonder, I'm hoping maybe it was like a normal thing because we were told that hard mode was worked on before normal mode. So hopefully it had something to do with the mechanics having to switch,
We've seen that happen. Right? It's connection based. We saw it happen in Vault of Glass. We saw it happen with Curtis End. I'm pretty sure it's if you just stay in like that one particular area for too long, like the game will just come a little bit desynced from the server or something like that.
Yeah.
And
it's possible.
It was just
really annoying. Like because it's one of those moments where it popped. You know, they blow up on him. And they don't do any damage, but you know, you're in the team like, oh, it's cool, we'll do it next time. And it happens again. Oh, we'll do it next time. It's cool. Oh, we'll do it next time. So you lose so much time, and it was really bad.
Actually, I was wondering
one benefit for us, though.
Go ahead.
One benefit that happened for us, though, is we went to orbit, and then all of us jumped like 5 light levels from all the
encounters we had. Yeah, because we went to the tower.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Our group,
we took a tower break.
Our group, our lowest light level member was 290. It was like 290, 292, 293, 294. I think Cheerio and I were the only ones that were like high light levels. We were at 296 and 7. each.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were dealing with some kind of low light levels, and you wanted to have everyone at 295 for Oryx. Like, it's just going to make it so much easier.
Yeah. If we couldn't stand in the middle and do damage to Oryx to get him to stun. We couldn't do it. Yeah. We couldn't do enough damage.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah,
everyone had to go up there and, like, go up on the platform and, like, be right next to him to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, is it because of, like, a drop-off?
Because of the range drop-off. Like, everyone had to do it. Wow. So then we ended up ended up having all of our hunters except one go Golden Gun. So we had three hunters with Golden Gun and Celestial Nighthawk helm to ensure that he will go down every single time.
Yeah. And we had to be right up on that pillar. Right? We had to be right up in the pillar to make it happen.
Yep.
It worked out for you guys, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
We spent 4 hours. It was 4 hours clearing up to Oryx. So, like, we got there pretty much the same time you guys did. But
I think everyone did, like, a lot of people.
It was basically all the major people that were streaming it got to Oryx at the same time. Ours just took longer than everyone else's. I'm not going to blame it on light levels, but I'm going to blame it on light levels that we were doing everything right.
And it's legitimate.
Like,
it's legitimate.
It was absolutely because light level. I mean, we did the test. We did all snipers in the middle shooting his chest and we could not stun him. Yep. It just would not work. And then thank God we all had gotten Celestial Nighthawks from Xur the night before. Because, I mean, think about it. If we hadn't spent a bunch of strange coins and gotten those helmets...
I had like an hour, maybe 2 hours left in me before I was going to tap out. Because it was midnight here, like, when we ended that stream. It was, we went for a solid 12 and a half hours.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was long.
It was awesome, though.
Oh, it was it's an experience.
It's definitely a good experience.
Satisfying. Yeah,
definitely. It's like, it's so good hearing everyone scream and their mics pop and like, oh my god! Like,
the nerd screams, as it's called, when a boss is down for the first time. So everyone has good memories from normal mode. What do you guys think the fights are going to be like in hard mode? Oh, because we know the hard mode fights were designed before the normal ones. Like those were designed and then they were toned down. So
honestly, honestly, what I think is, because if you guys have paid attention to the fights, which I'm sure you did, you notice after a certain amount of damage has been dealt to bosses, the Taken come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming every single boss fight is always have the Taken. Like, they're going to have Taken enemies, not just Taken Thralls, but we're going to see the Taken, the Taken Cabal.
Don't. So Knights, captains.
The Taken captains, oh my god.
Exactly. Oh, and I feel like, you guys know how Oryx fight, you get to jump on the panels, only three people need to be on panels, and
we might have it platforms. So four.
I'm thinking not only four, but I'm thinking maybe the pattern's going to change, so maybe the platforms are going to go across, and not just left, right, you know, like a square, but maybe go in X's. Interesting. Yeah. Maybe that will happen while snipers spawn on the sides again from the sisters fight.
So I definitely think we'll be seeing the snipers show up again.
Instead of the Vandal snipers, it's going to be the Taken Vex, the Hobgoblins, which are even harder.
Oh, those guys are a pain in the neck. Yeah.
Yeah, because they have those blasts that come to you. So I'm thinking, just to make it super hard, I'm thinking that's what they'll switch Vandals with, is, you know, them.
Yeah, because they'll take you down into red health from like one hit.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the thing about normal especially mode is with the higher it's level never level. About your team dying. Like, it's rare that a teammate goes down, which is different than raids have been in the past. Usually that's what it's been. That's been the problem. It's like, you can't get it done because one guy goes down, then like another guy goes down, all of a sudden you're down to four, and then everybody just gets crushed. But that's not the case in this raid. You know, it's been a fairly easy raid to survive. It's been more about mechanics, but now if they add in that challenge of just staying alive, that's going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's definitely going to be difficult.
It's going to be crazy, and I'm really looking forward to seeing if any of the puzzles change up. So if you guys look at the fight with the War Priest and how the back of the crystal, the back of the stones show you which one starts first, I'm like hoping that maybe there's like the pattern on the front of the stones actually matter now. So now there's an actual pattern to follow.
Or maybe we have to like get on them and then get off them and then get on them again. It's like
more complex patterns.
DDR,
more complex.
DDR.
Yep. And, just what, you know, maybe, that's what I originally thought it was when we were doing that encounter.
Maybe I'm pushing too far here, but I think it would be really fun where Oryx, instead of dying at the end where he comes up for the juke, he has like another form we have to fight. Like, it's like, hey, here's another RPG, you know, crazy type of RPG MMO, because, you know, Destiny's trying to become the MMO they envision. Maybe there's like another form to fight. Maybe he'll bring you to like another world and be like, all right, I'm not dead. Got one more form to fight or something crazy.
Wow. Bring it. You'll go into that, into the Dark Souls world one more time or something like that.
Yeah. Like something, you know, just something that we, something that we just want to expect, like another juke, but like the next level of jukes. Like,
it's Crota.
Hey, my, my health is right back up. Mm-hmm. You're like, my dude, that'd be sick. Fighting orcs and like the fanatics of Crota coming left and right. Oh
Jesus!
Oh my God!
Just imagine them. Like, imagine the fanatics of Crota on the bottom, like on the floors where everyone's on the panels trying to kill ogres. So now you have to worry about ogres plus them the whole time. So you can't just stand there shooting Oryx's chest. You have to keep moving, shooting his chest.
Oh my God.
That would be insane.
Oh, actually, what if you don't get the vessel?
Oh.
Like, I mean, the vessel of, you know, like you don't get the brand. Maybe you don't get the shield. You just take the shield, but you don't actually get it anymore.
Right. Maybe you gotta still stand in it to do damage, but
you need it to survive bombs.
Yeah, the bombs.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe
it
won't protect you from enemy shots, though. Like the
That's possible.
Like the taken that that's are possible. There, you basically don't have to worry about them, but now then, you would.
If it does that, though, then the whole point of the Touch of Malice becomes, though, it gets thrown out the window, then.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, so I don't know. They want, they're going to want you to use the Touch of Malice, I'm assuming.
Touch of Malice or Sleeper, you know, one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going to want you to use those and not be able to take your own health and die and stuff.
We unfortunately got the news that Trials of Osiris will not be coming this week.
This is a real bummer.
I'm like, it's a bummer, but because of the whole glitch thing, I'm happy about it. Because it would have sucked to be excited about something like this and have that initial experience killed for you because of those glitches happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually, I'm really proud that, I'm really happy that Bungie was like, all right, you know, though we're having to push this back, we're doing it for the, you know, the greater good. It's just something that we need to do, or you guys aren't going to enjoy it. You're going to get like a really bad taste in your mouth the first time. And we don't want that.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm actually, it's 50-50 for me. It sucks that we're not going to play Trials because I love Trials. I love Trials a lot more than Iron Banner.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm interested in getting that Iron Banner pulse
same
rifle.
Here.
Yeah.
Same here.
So I'd rather just grind Iron Banner rep instead of having to then focus on three characters going to Lighthouse.
I honestly think they should have pushed it back. They honestly think they shouldn't have announced it this week at all.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think this should have been Iron Banner's week. They should have been this week should have been just Iron Banner and then bring it next week, because it's tough having to be like, I have three characters, I want all three of their class items, three of their boots, while I have to also think about the Trials of Osiris and maybe helping my friends out and seeing what kind of gear drops now from winning, that now that they have drops coming in. So
yeah,
I actually thought
they were originally going to stagger it, to be honest.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be like 1 week is Iron Banner, then another week is Trial of Osiris, because it makes sense. They're competitive PvP modes, you know, instead of stacking them on each other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, exactly. maybe they realized that afterwards also. Like, you know, maybe these just shouldn't
them.
Be.
It probably helped their conscience not go too much, you know. Like, it was like, you know, there's more reasons, you know, good reasons to push it back than just this.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? I mean, we can't really talk about Trials, unfortunately, because we could talk about
the things that they did have planned for.
Yeah, well, maybe. What loadouts were you guys going to use for Trials? I mean, we can at least talk about that.
I was definitely going Sunbreaker again, like totally Sunbreaker, like all the way.
It's so strong.
I was going to use Red Death, Sunbreaker, Red Death. Depending on map, I'll switch to either a shotgun or the 1,000 yards stair. Maybe the Irene Amalon. Maybe that.
Did you get a good one, or did you just get one from Arms Day?
I got the one from Arms Day, but
it's the Luck in the Chamber one.
Because I was I didn't get that one.
Good.
I was very ignorant when it came out. Like, I was like, why is there three different choices? Like, what is this? This level 1, 2, 3s. I just chose level 3.
Oh, that was the good one.
Everyone was like, everyone was like, oh, you can choose different roles, and everyone was like, you didn't get this. I was like, it's cool because I like faster reloads from headshots and stuff like that. So I was happy with it. I was really happy with it. That's my build. I would go with Sunbreaker, Red Death, the Amalon Sniper, and maybe some random heavy. I don't want heavy in Trials in the first place anyway, but it'll be some random heavy.
Nice. I'm actually, I'm pretty much doing the same thing. I'm using a Pulse Rifle as my main, so I have I think I have Red Death. I probably do. I'm 1,000 Yard Stare as my Sniper, and then I actually really want to, I'm going to use Sleeper Simulant for those heavy rounds, because it's not going to happen, except maybe one time out of my lifetime. But that triple kill from one shot, it's going to happen, and I'm going to record it.
Yeah, on certain maps, that Sleeper Simulant could actually be good. You know, like those maps where you have these wide open areas and it's hard to get a rocket to get close enough. You can just pluck people right out of the air with that thing.
Oh, that's true.
Dude, I'm looking forward to the ricochet triple kills. Mm-hmm. Like, when you shoot a wall, and it's like, boom, like, oh my God.
Yeah, I've triple collateral is going to become a thing on YouTube.
I've gotten two collateral kills with it so far. The Everest Trading Company had a bunch of emotes come out this week. What's everyone been rocking?
Loved. So, the first thing I bought, it had, of course, was the Carlton one.
Yeah.
Like, the enthusiastic dance. Mm-hmm. I had to get that first. Then I also bought the slow clapping. You know, the legendaries, the purple sticks out the most, so you pick up those two first. And then I just started picking up the ones I like the most. I got the baseball one because I thought that was really interesting. I think that'd be really fun to, you know, get like a nice snipe and or something and use that. But I practically got almost like maybe like 60-70% of all of them.
Okay. I like the blowing the kiss one. I feel like that's good for a ton of situations. Yeah. Like you just died by jumping into the abyss. I'll blow you a kiss.
Blow a kiss. You know?
Yeah. It's a really good emote. It works for everything.
Or a hive dick to blow a kiss.
It's so good.
Yeah.
If you guys notice, when you buy them too, they give you the 15 minutes to return them, which I think is awesome.
That is nice.
That's really super smart.
And they also have hints about consumables and how consumables are not returnable. And people always have questions. So what do you think of that? And I'm like, well, if they ever did sell consumables, like, you know, like the Focus Light or something like that, it makes sense. Like, why would you have the option to return something like that?
Yeah, but I think they put that in there just in case they do sell consumables like that. Mm-hmm. I think if they're going to do consumables, it's going to be stuff like the Jackalites that we saw.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, a dollar for a pack of 10 or something like that.
Yeah, and that's actually something really cool, and that makes sense. You know, like, once again, if it's something that you can use and will go away, it makes sense to not be refundable compared to something that it's always there, like the dances and stuff. So I think people just think too deep into it and they automatically think, oh, they're going to start selling modes and stuff like that. They're not dumb.
Yeah, we also saw that they're not actually going to do that because when I saw those in the database, I was like, no. that goes against a lot of stuff for me.
Yeah, it's like, because I see both sides. In a situation like that, I do see both sides. I do see the side where it's like a person who can't invest as much time, wants to get to level 40 really quick to play with their friends, and it doesn't give them anything, you know, better than their friend. It just gives them the ability to start unlocking the stuff like their friends have. But I also see the side of people who are like, I invested this much time and I think everyone should do it too. Like, I understand both sides, and I think it's too early. It's like really, really too early, as the community is still constantly growing and grabbing new people to introduce something like that, because it's just very controversial, especially with console games, and console gaming isn't used to these kind of things yet. And I would have been one of those people who would have supported that. Like, I wouldn't have been the guy who would throw it away, but I'm not going to be the guy who's going to make, you know, trigger people.
Did you guys get the Humble Gestures mystery bag?
No.
Wait, what's that?
That was the surprise. Like, that was the thing for those that ordered the collector's edition that already had the base game.
Right.
So they got like $20 worth of silver, right?
I think it was another 800 silver or something like that.
I thought it was supposed to be 2,000. I was wondering about this thing too. Because I was like, where's my bag of silver?
Yeah, it's a $20 worth of silver, and then you get an exclusive emote.
What's the emote?
It's like a praying emote. You get down on your knees and you like raise your hands up to the sky and then bring them down to the ground and bring them back up to the sky again.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's not a bad emote, and it's legendary.
Dude, I'm so jelly right now.
And that's the only way to get it, as far as I know.
What's the word on that stuff? Because I've been like, I just assumed it was either bugged or they hadn't released it yet or something like that. Like, what's going on with this?
I haven't heard even Budgie mention it. It just showed up at my Postmaster one day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think this is what it is.
They said that it was for people who ordered it by a certain date. So if you bought the collector's edition digitally by a certain date, so they talked about some price drop, something like that. If you bought it by then, you were going to get that package. But if you bought it afterwards, you weren't going to get the package.
Yeah.
I don't know too much information about that.
So if you pre-ordered a physical copy...
No, it was only for the digital one. Yeah,
because the digital made sense, because the digital people are paying the same money as us. They're just not getting our physical items. Mm-hmm. So they're like, here you go. You know, here's that $20 that you're not getting, but you're going to get it here instead.
Yeah.
So I had bought both because I have two PlayStations, and I wanted the Taken King to be on digitally on the one downstairs. So I just bought the Taken King, you know, $80 version instead of messing around with it. So I got that package, but I also got the coin in the collector's edition physical copy. And so I was confused. I didn't know what it was for. I just kind of, I think this is
what it's for. I was going to ask you because I always wonder when people go through, like, what do you do when you purchase something like that? Because I'm sure you noticed that the price was very similar to the physical version.
It was identical, right?
It was identical.
Yeah, like, so when you looked at it, like, what did you think from it? Because the first thing I would have thought was, why am I paying the same money as this when it's not coming with those items physically?
Yeah. So it's so hard for me to answer that question because, you know, I'm not an average consumer when it comes to Destiny, right? It's like, I do make money off of this game a little bit, you know? So it's like, I can justify spending a little bit. Like, if I spend $20 on silver, it's, you know, that's okay, you know? Like,
yeah.
And if I, you know, I pay $80 for the Taken King edition, that's okay because it kind of pays for itself in that way. But in this instance, it's far more convenient for me to have a digital copy of a game than to have a disc-based copy that I got to bring upstairs and downstairs depending on where I want to play it.
Yep.
So, you know, so well, I wanted that strange coin and I wanted it $80 bad. So there it is.
It's worth it. It's a beautiful coin. I'll tell you that.
It's difficult to flip. Right? It hurts the thumb.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that. I know, Holtz, you also got quickly changing it to, you know, similar physical items. I know, Holtz, you also got a package recently about, you know, the Everest stuff and how it came with the silver coins.
Yep, you can flip those really easily. You can flip those
really easily. Those are really cool. They felt like actual silver to
coins. I'm pretty sure they're steel. I'm sure. Here we go. Here's a nice.
Yeah,
I don't know if you could hear that.
There you go. Yeah, I heard it. But it was awesome. I really, like, I thought that was really cool, the pictures it came with, and I thought it was a really cool touch.
Yeah, I framed those postcards I got, and one of the perks of me being, well, I used to be a photographer, I had my own mat cutter and a crap ton of surplus mats for mounting photos. So I was like, well, I got a 16 by 20 frame, I got a 16 by 20 mat, and I'm just going to cut me some mat board and made a...
Yeah, I want to do the same thing.
That's cool.
Because I saw your picture and I was like, this looks really cool because I don't want to keep them in the box. They look pretty. Yeah. I want to show them to people, so... Like, maybe afterwards you can link me to a place where I can buy one of those frames and do something similar.
Just go. Do you have a Hobby Lobby near you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go there.
Just go there. Cool. I hate the way they smell, though.
Dude, Hobby Lobby smells so weird.
It's so bad. Like, you walk in there, you know, like, it feels like I'm becoming plastic as I walk. It's so weird.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I can share that with someone else. I had to go in there like at least 2 times every single year, like once a semester to buy supplies for mounting stuff in photography. And you just walk in, you're like, oh, this is gonna
smells like fake plants.
It's just full of fake plants and these odd trinkets on the that you'd like. Who's gonna buy this? Who's gonna buy a tractor with a lion riding it?
Grandma Nija needs to get some new trinkets. Like, what are you like? Who's that for? Like, it's so weird.
What else is coming up here?
Oh, that new map for that thing about trials.
There was a
surprising map kind of thing.
A new trials map. Well, we think it's a trials map.
Yeah, we don't know.
We really don't know yet. We data mined the Grimoire card for it, and it takes place on the Dreadnought. That's pretty much all we know. Is apparently
it looks
interesting. It's like a holy relic chamber for Oryx.
I think. How would you guys feel? Because I was talking about this week with Iron Banner, how it would have been really cool if Iron Banner became an event and not just one mode. I think it would have been cool. Like this week, your modes are Iron Banner, so you have 3v3 Iron Banner, 6v6 Iron Banner.
Well, Funny you mentioned that because at the start now. Shaq says Iron Banner Control.
He separates
it out. So maybe we're going to see like an Iron Banner Rift.
Yeah, and then like the Trials thing as well. Like Trials doesn't have to be 3v3, you know, just
I think Trials killing. I think Trials is going to stay 3v3. Yeah, like it's going to stay that elimination mode.
I think it'd be I guess it's personal like wants, but I think it'd be cool to have a 3v3 rift mode. Like it's an option. It's not gonna be like a rotation thing where it's just randomly rift, randomly, you know, elimination. But I think at least one day it doesn't have to be trials, but maybe just a new mode for
like
rift,
that one week where
rift.
They switched up the maps. Like every time you got in, it'd be a new map. Just have every once in a while just throw something special in.
Yeah.
Like it'd be cool for a new tiebreaker instead of a control point, it's the rift now. So go the tiebreaker is rift. So now, if you guys have four rounds in each team to break this round, you got to play rift. I think that'd be really cool.
That would be interesting. That would be cool.
I really like that idea of everything in the week is Iron Banner. So you can play Salvage, like you can play Rumble. Level advantages are enabled. Like that would be great. Like,
you'll keep your classic. Enjoy stuff. That a lot. You'll have your classic control, classic clash. But I think a nice Iron Banner event would be cool, and I think it would be cool for Bungie to start investing in theming the tower, so when Iron Banner comes, you have like all these cool things around the tower, and not just that behind that door, and when Halloween comes, you'll see pumpkins everywhere, not just pumpkins that are wearable.
They put Iron Banner flags up this week.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a flag.
Yeah. You know, it's small, but it's there.
Like, I hope it's for something. Halloween, I hope we see Tess and everyone dressed up, like the Cryptarch dressed up as something. Like, that'd be so amazing. Fun. Like, I think, I don't know, just like add more character to it. Like,
dressed up like Hive.
You don't have to be then dressed up. Something simple, like having, you know, have some jack o' lanterns, have some Destiny ish jack o' lanterns
everywhere. Yeah, snowmen.
The Cryptarch needs to dress up as the Grinch.
Yes. That'd be perfect. Yep. Just have him all green and stuff.
No, he can just stay himself. He's already the most evil son of a bitch in the game.
There you go. Yes. At least switch his iPad. Halloween switches iPad
for Oryx dresses up as the Cryptarch.
Oh my god. That'd be great. Oh, got it. If you kill him flying away and stuff.
What if for hard mode, like there's like a 5 minute juke? You're like, how come you hadn't given us any loot? You're just like waiting around, like maybe it's bug, maybe I have to go to orbit. And then like he just goes psych and zooms back after floating back from orbit.
Oh my god, the real final boss is the Cryptarch. Yeah. He's like, all right,
no, you know what it is. Box. You know what it is? They baboon you on the screen. Oh, everybody gets babooned.
Oh my god!
It's a juke.
Throwing some Solid Snake references there. So like you have to switch your controller over.
Does anybody remember Golden Axe with that little squirrel guy that would come running out and grab all your loot?
Yes, I do remember that.
All of a sudden came running out and grabbed all the loot out of that chest and just took off.
Oh my god, he hustled your loot.
You gotta chase him around the panels. Yeah, every time you shoot him, he drops a piece of your loot.
Beat the snot out of him to get him to drop your loot again.
he's like, my lady.
My lady, oh my god. Someone gets a drop, and it's like a coin, a my lady coin, and Tefty comes up from the sky and it's like, like some Battlefront type stuff. It's one of those coins. Is it Luke Skywalker? It's Tefty.
Oh my god.
There is a classified quest in the database, and it's associated with the future war cult. And it looks like you're going to have to get like a Vex Chronosphere or something like that during it. We've data mined some weird stuff in there, and it may be related, but we know there's a classified quest that's still active, and we know that No Time to Explain is still a thing. I'm getting my tinfoil hat here on. Because, originally we found that ghost thing, and we were like, maybe this is part of the unreleased quest that we glitched into, but I'm thinking it's going to be something along the lines of Bungie's going to pull a switch somewhere along the line, and you had to have turned in that ghost somehow as well for it to trigger.
That'd be really cool.
Basically, it's going to be similar to Sleeper Simulant.
Who knows how many quests were, you know, what quests they activated with this latest update, you know what I mean? Like, something that we probably can't even see with this new patch they just launched, and it's going to be coming within the next month.
Well, so I'd like to think that, but I honestly think that they're time-gating everything.
No, I think they are. Like,
every week is something, one piece of thing here and there.
And they mentioned that people weren't happy with the Sleeper Simulant quest, so it's not impossible that they could be reworking it, too.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I like about that is, during year one, I constantly found myself in certain, you know, states where I was bored or I was like really trying hard to find something new to work towards. Mm-hmm. And the thing with this is that there's always something you're looking forward to, like what's going to happen next week or how do I get this armor piece that hasn't even dropped yet? Mm-hmm. And they're keeping us.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of armor that's in the not even our database, but the actual Bungie armory is there, and they've. Like they've gone on in this weekly update. They said, "Look, data mining is interesting, but it shouldn't be used as a reliable source of news."
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Totally,
I agree with that.
And I'm excited for that's something cool because now we can't rely on just random drops. Mm-hmm. Like we have to look forward to these things, and it's awesome to have things to look forward to than just constantly waiting for a new pack to come out in 4 months.
Yeah,
they're really doing great with this so far, and I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Like there's basically. New gloves, a new chest piece, and then a new pair of boots. All those exotics for each class out there. There might be multiples of some. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, there's some really fun-looking stuff coming from there. Tefty, you got to use one of those things. You got to use the Tarantella.
ATS-8 Tarantella?
Yeah. It's not Tarantula. It is Tarantella.
It's not Tarantula. It's Tarantella, which is a... I believe a Mexican dance or a Spanish dance in paying homage to the Blade Dancer, which I didn't realize that until afterwards in the review. Somebody started mentioning it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The armor piece itself, it's not exciting. It's not going to be oh my God, this just blew up my Blade Dancer game. But it does give you an interesting option. It reduces the cooldown of your arc grenades and your arc blade. So in trials, I mean, it shaves off 38 seconds.
Ooh, wow!
Off your recharge time.
That's
that's in trials that can make a difference.
That's significant.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Yeah, especially if you're the guy who gets kills constantly and gets your super up extremely
max intellect, and then you are like, you know, if you make every round go over basically to time, you'll have it up. You'll be able to win.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I said in the review, and I think it kind of went past a lot of people. A lot of people are like, "Oh, this is shit. Like, what am I going to use this in 6v6? It's not going to happen."
Yeah.
And honestly, in 6v6, it's not worth it.
You might as well use
something else.
It's understandable.
Yeah, but on the short term, that is a very powerful trials piece for Blade Dancers.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. Definitely. So and if speaking, you yeah if you, ahead. You have the option of like the Lupi or the Tarantella. So are you a run and gun, you know, you're the MVP of the team, then honestly the Tarantella might be a good option. But if you're more support, then definitely Lupi.
Yeah.
Plus you can always go ahead.
I'm sorry. And speaking of the exotic armor, I don't want to change the subject if you have more to talk about that specific piece.
Nah, you're good.
If you guys remember, now we can re-roll exotic armor.
Yeah.
So that's the needle something I've been wanting for a while. The new piece that Zerzi started selling, I think that's really cool. So it's like, hey, I got this Heart of Praxic Fire, but strength and intellect. I want an intellect and discipline. I can re-roll it. And it's not something you can constantly do. And it's one of those things you have to look forward to now. Like, I can't just get it constantly. I have to wait for Zer. And I think that's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
It is cool. It's going to be interesting to see how much that sells for.
Yeah, because it needs a glass spindle or something like that.
Yeah, glass spindle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to have to...
Yeah, if it's like expensive, then it's going to be like, do I really want to re-roll this piece of armor?
I'm going to kind of regret spending all my all my strange coins on armor that was to try to get 310 armor from Zer. Like I think I bought 12 pairs of gloves last week to get all of my gloves to 310.
How many drops is 310? I'm curious.
Out of 12, I think I got 3 to drop a 310. That's interesting. That is much worse luck than I've had in the past. I've had very, very good luck with the stuff I get from 3 of coins. Basically, if I get it from 3 of coins, it's like a 80% chance that it's going to turn into a 310 exotic. I think that's not saying that the 3 of coin stuff is better for it. I think that's just a coincidence. I don't have a large enough sample size to actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be either way.
I'm not going to say, yeah, just go farm 3 of coins. That's a better way to get 3 10 stuff. No, that I don't have any conclusive evidence to support that.
I wouldn't be surprised though if they said that the engrams that you buy from Zer are weighted different than the engrams that actually drop from 3 of coin. Because they've already shown that they don't want Zer to be your main source of leveling up gear.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they sold them at 280 initially.
True.
God, it's disappointing to get a 290 drop out of the chest in the raid.
It is.
Oh, man.
Wait, so the new raid chest can drop 290s?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a guaranteed 310.
Oh, wow. I think I got... it was funny because the first time I got an exotic the other day from the raid chest, I opened it and I got a 310 Jade Rabbit.
Yeah, same.
And
so
many people were like salty, like... Dude, what? And I was like, "Hey, this is my second one." Like, what? Like,
yeah.
People like, it's funny. It's
I've gotten I love that two gun. Jade Rabbits, and then my first one was at 301. Like after I leveled up, and then of course I get another one that's at 310. So I'm like, well, all right, not going to use it to infuse. I'm just going to level that one up.
Yeah,
all right, we're good.
But having that chance to get 310 is nice.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that just reminded me of something. This talk of the 310, and I just want to point out that I was 100% correct in saying that hard mode was going to increase the light level.
Yep.
I was about to bring that up.
Yes, indeed.
I knew that like from the get-go because I remember seeing that. And is it going to 330 or just 320?
Oh, well,
it's going to 320
but there are exotics that are 330 weapons.
Yeah, and I remember a long time ago, I don't know why I said this, but when TTK first launched, I was asking my chat like, hey, is it 330 or 310? Because I remember seeing something 330, and maybe it's just my imagination. But I remember something with 330, and then it's brought back up again. I was like, so...
Was 330 ever talked about before?
No.
Or that was just year one?
I don't think so.
Because the Dark Glow was 330.
That's what it was?
Yeah, the attack could go up to 330.
The raid stuff, like, I wonder if the chest, the hard mode chests, if you get those instead, I'm assuming because you can't get them both, maybe the hard mode chest will drop 320s or something.
Like, yeah, it's a guaranteed 310, and it can go up to 320.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because base level of hard mode is supposed to be 300 to 310.
Yep.
I'm excited, man, because it's like we thought we had all the light level. It's like, nope. Like, a month later, we got some more light level for you, which is awesome.
Yeah, my thought on it was that they made this beautiful leveling system. I mean, I really like this leveling system. I think is a stark contrast from what year one was.
Oh yeah,
and it's exciting, definitely. And the infusion system is great. And it would just make sense that each big event that they release, they can now easily bump these light levels and have people obtain higher light. So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that maybe a some sort of event that isn't a raid also then bumps it further into 330. You know. So yeah, we have hard mode raid to get from 310 to 320, and then some sort of event post hard mode raid, whether it be PvP or PvE content, gets released, and then that's your level to get 330 exotics and also 330 or up to 330 gear legendaries.
How would you guys I'm sure people won't like this idea, but how would you guys feel about a quest or some sort of a special event that only a limited amount of people can get by who gets it first, as in say if all four of us were in a group together and I was like, all right, Guardy, like, there's no time to explain. Only 10,000 of you guys can get this gun this month or something. Like,
I think now the salt mines would be stocked for days.
Days, it would be stocked for years.
People are still pissed about the black spindle. And that's open today. But like, people are like, I don't have time to play on the weekdays, man. Why can't this thing ever happen on the weekend?
Yeah.
And that's understandable.
The level of salt would be so incredible.
Yeah, when the raid opened up and people were pissed off, well, I didn't get a chance to race for it because I got a 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's understandable.
It's totally understandable, but why should the people who invest a lot of time not get that kind of stuff because you can't? You know what I mean? Like, this isn't just about...
We did, though. I mean, a guy who plays casually does not have the Super Simulant yet. They don't have they don't have the Black Spindle. Maybe they got it. Maybe they don't. You know, it's like...
Totally.
You look at your gear, and you look at, like, the average gear, and I bet it's a lot better.
Like, a quest or something or an item, I think that would take away too much development time, like, for just a very small subset of player.
Totally.
In Vanilla WoW, there was WoW references abundant in the next few minutes. There was the end raid called Naxxramas. You had to collect 40, I think it was 40 shards of a staff called Atish, and to activate the quest line, you ended up having to kill the end boss of the raid. Well, 0.01% of the player base actually did that. I think by the end of vanilla, I think only something like 10 people in the world had that item. So doing something like that in Destiny that already has enough problems with people not being able to find enough time to do that type of thing, I that would just be a very poor decision on Bungie's part. I understand where you're coming from in that aspect, because I would love to as something that sets me apart from, you know, other people as well. But I think the experiences that we have playing the game are enough to do that. I don't need to not necessarily flaunt it, but I don't need to show it off. I
honestly think the first curse, the Sleeper Simulant, the Black Spindle are those things for Destiny.
They don't
require the time investment you're talking about in World of Warcraft. But I mean, people, we are at the extreme. Right, we are the players who play this the most.
Oh,
people talking on this on this call right now. We play this a ton more than even people who think they play it a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's like getting that Black Spindle is tough. I've got people in my regular raid clan who don't have it. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't been able to get it yet.
You're such a bad clanmate. Go help him, man. What are you doing? Help me, man.
No comment.
Oh my god, what are you trying to say, man? What are you trying to say?
It would be cool, but it's not the best idea. It's not a good idea.
It's understandable. Yeah. Like, as a company, like, it's totally understandable how development time just isn't worth the outcome of the players achieve and actually obtain. So that's understandable. And I agree. Totally agree. It's just one of those things that it takes talking to other people about to really actually make it all make sense. So
I think we all understand the merit, though. Like,
oh yeah,
as a player who invests thousands of hours in this game, we would absolutely want to be one of like 10 people to have that thing in the world.
Right. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's an emblem or ghost or something. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, Cole said, a challenge mode would be really cool to wear.
Well, going for the like world first, like you have world second. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love those guys. I want to give a quick shout out to them. They're fucking amazing. Yeah. Like, they're really good people.
You know, it's and awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. I'm not a big fan. Just to throw it out there, I'm not a big fan of how people treated it, like the outside people, and how they're like, felt like, oh, you know, this shouldn't have been this. I feel like everyone deserved what they got, and I'm super happy for everyone, and it was super awesome. So
it's awesome. Yeah, it's, you know, the community is incredible at the same time.
Totally.
Sure, we have these crazy opinions that go around, and we sometimes take the game a little too serious, but the fact is the community is just incredible.
Yeah. That's something we all agree on. Like, every community has their bad apples, but you literally never get to taste those because there's just so many good ones out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
It's just too good. And it's the few, like, I can't think of any other community like this. Like, can't think of one as loyal as, you know, so passionate.
Versus I came from the Call of Duty community, it's like 180 degrees.
Dude, I come from Gears of War and all that's like Call of Duty, so I totally understand. It's completely different, and it takes you to really stop and think about it.
If you guys actually do want another community that's like this, you should try out Kerbal Space Program. Seriously. Mm. It's one of the coolest communities because... basically, for those who don't know what this game is, I think it's only on PC. You play on a planet that is trying to colonize space, but you're basically having to build NASA from the start. So you're having to figure out how to build rockets, and you're trying to get to the moon. It's called the moon in the game. It's really cool. It's really fun. And they're like, dude, that's awesome. You got into orbit. Hell yeah. Start your journey. Like, it's such a cool supportive community. And it's like kind of the same thing here in Destiny. When people, I'll still see on the subreddit, I just downed Atheon for the first time. It's like, hell yeah, man. Awesome. Like, everyone did that for the first time. We know how hard that was. Mm-hmm. Well,
hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to, a hard mode for Oryx. Like, I'm looking forward to that moment where there's only a few people left and, you know, people are dead and everyone's like, no, they're not gonna beat it, and then boom, he drops and everyone's like, oh my god, like, because that was my clutch moment from Atheon on hard mode. It was everyone died. I was me holding the relic and my guy died right next to me, then he self-rezzed and I was just like, keep shooting, and he died and I got the Vex, we all went crazy, and it's like, it's history. It's some experience I'll never forget. It was a really, really cool experience.
You got the Vex from your first hard mode?
First hard mode.
You
got
bastard.
The quest.
Wow.
And the first thing that came to my mind, we're going straight to PvP, baby. Straight to PvP. Because it melted. As soon as you look at someone and they hear that ching, 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 all right, we're quitting. Back out. All right,
oh, man. It was free three pieces. Constant three-piece kills.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful.
It was so broken.
It was unbelievably broken.
It is fun, though. When you're like one of those first groups to like get the raid gear and you go into the tower and you just see people like looking at your character, like checking
get the
out.
Sleeper,
like,
simulant, and you have it on your back.
Damn.
You're like,
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, people are, it's a cool feeling like walking into the tower and you have like that special gear.
Yeah. The first time you put Glowhu on and you're one of those first guys, you walk into the tower and everyone's like, why is he glowing?
Yo, what is that?
Chatterwhite, though, I think was the biggest one. Yeah. Because people, at that beginning, like, people were just intimidated by the raid. They hadn't formed like clans yet, so it was like so many people were just like, I don't even know how to begin getting into that raid. You walk in there with Chatterwhite, you get like 30 messages within like 30 seconds.
Chatterwhite, you see everyone, you see dots on top of everyone's head inspecting you, and you just walk around like a badass. Yeah. It's like, can you carry me, bro? Sorry, gotta go, you know, practice for hard mode. Like,
So there was one thing that came up. Have you guys? I did want to discuss the first curse quest line for that exotic. Have you guys all started that yet?
Yeah,
I have not.
Yeah, I have my second part to it. But like, it's awesome. Like, it's the way they're doing it is really cool, and people are gonna be like, "Oh, it's super hard." And I'm not sure if people are gonna hate me or like me for saying this, but you can easily just take some friends into Rumble, but yo, meet me here. Like, come over here. Just meet me over down there. Let me get some headshots.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like they should have limited it more to make it something more personal to get, instead of just, because that's what I'm going to do personally. Don't, like, get mad at me all you want, but I'm going to go take two friends and we're going to go to Rumble. I'm going to get that gun really quick so I can just put it away, because I don't plan on using it.
Boost it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't plan on using it. It's like it brings you back to Halo days. Like, hey, you guys want to boost these 3 rocket double kills really quick?
It's like servers in Team Fortress, where it's like, I need to get achievements, so let me kill you with the emote for the, you know, for the pyro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So for those that don't know, the first curse quest line is for an exotic hand cannon that is similar to Timur Lash in stats, at least in rate of fire and impact. That's what you're going to get from this end thing. To activate this quest line, you have to get rank 5 with the gunsmith. The first portion of it is, he says, okay, here's his quest. Go get 100 hand cannon to, go get 100 kills with hand cannons while telemetry is active. Okay, that's easy. Then next Arms Day rolls around. Tex Mechanica has shipped you this crappy hand cannon that you then have to infuse up to 260 and then upgrade. Once it's upgraded, then you have to go get 7 kills, like 7 rapid kills. Problem, only 6 in the mag. So it does have triple tap on it, so you have to get headshots, like headshot, headshot, headshot. Okay, now I have 4 in the mag, and I can body shot these thralls without care. And then the very final portion that we were talking about, the PvP side, you have to get 7 precision kills in one single game with that hand cannon. Dado and I, like, Briar, you were there for it.
Yeah, you guys were yelling at me when I used the super.
Yeah.
No, don't you kill him. I only need one more kill this game. God,
you flame hammer and wipe the team.
Yeah.
Put some hammer, guys. I can't resist.
Yeah.
It slipped.
Yeah, it was really fun to do that with a group, because, like, we had to work as a group. Like, I would body shot him with a sniper, and then Dado could follow up with a headshot, and we would coordinate it that way.
Oh, was that it? Just 7 headshot
kills. It's 7 headshot kills in one match.
Oh, I thought it was 7 headshot sprees.
No, it's worded weird. It's worded weird. It's just 7 headshot kills in one match.
Oh,
and
okay. Well, so I don't have to beat that. It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. But it has to be with that particular hand cannon, and its range stat and stability and reload are god awful. They're really bad.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I actually think the way you guys did it was actually really smart, mm-hmm. because by communicating, we could say, okay, this guy's low, somebody headshot him.
Yep.
And you know, and it made it a lot easier than trying to just take on going for one-on-ones or mm-hmm. two-on-ones with a
really bad
kind of subpar hand cannon.
No, it is subpar. It's Timur's Lash with six rounds. And worse overall stats. It's really bad.
I've heard that the aim assist on it is like extremely low.
It is pretty
getting,
low.
Getting actual headshots with it is ridiculous.
It's very difficult. Plus the, you know, hand cannon nerfs in general made the engagement length that you would want to do with that gun not possible. So you actually have to be really close. Fortunately, due to the archetype of it, it will two-shot someone if they have low armor. Like if they have absolute minimum armor, it will two-shot them in the head. So you have that going for you.
Yeah.
But the one bad thing about it, and I tweeted about it after I was done, and it was pretty hilarious to see the massive response, was, hey, Bungie, I know you like time gating, but having to wait for literally 3 weeks to get this done is not fun. Because there's no reason to have to wait for Tex Mechanica for the first part. Like there's no reason after you get those 100 kills with telemetry active to wait another week. There's no reason for that. So
especially when you can teleport weapons into your database.
Yeah.
Like your digital guardian life. You can just manifest weapons mm-hmm. from like a mental kiosk. We don't have to wait for a weapon from a manufacturer.
Yeah, there's no reason to do any of that. And yeah, like that's my one complaint about the quest line is you have to. It's like, oh, I have to wait a week. Okay, maybe next week at the end of that I'll get it. Nope. Now you have to wait again. And which, fortunately, at the end of that one, I'm pretty sure you get it. So, come Wednesday, I'll be working on a first curse review. Yay!
Nice.
So the alternative is that you just get all the exotics like super fast, like you did with House of Wolves. So it's like
that's true.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, Patrick. I don't see a solution to it though.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying for this one particular quest, it's like, you know, waiting three weeks.
Much,
it's too much. 2 weeks. I could deal with 2 weeks. I could deal with, you know. Okay, yeah. You gotta
3 weeks is a little long.
Three weeks. Man. You're effectively almost having to wait a month for this thing.
That's like more than the lifespan of most games for me.
Talking about House of Wolves, that makes me go, that House of, the way House of Wolves exotics were,
I didn't get them. I just waited.
I was so hyped for that DLC too. And when you think back at it, it was like, it wasn't.
This is pretty cool.
I feel
Trials was stunning.
Trials was stunning. Perfect. I got to go preview House of Wolves, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. But, you know, that's only playing the game for effectively like 4 or 5 hours. And, you know, you if you get that little preview, you're like, oh, man, this is great. And it taught me the lesson of you need to temper your expectations when telling people about this. Definitely. Because I still get comments. It's like, are you okay with us buying Taken King? You know, you said House of Wolves was good when you first played it. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I really am.
I'm really hoping for the next Trials to... Because, you know, they have the new weekly bounties the same way Iron Banner does it, and those are super cool. And before I continue, the weekly bounties for Iron Banner, like, once you do those, they're done. Like, you have to wait for the next Iron Banner for new ones, right? Like,
okay. Those weekly bounties, by the way, do count towards Shax's weekly bounty thing as well. Mm. Turning him in will complete his deal.
Oh, nice. And
that's good to know.
I'm looking forward to the Trials. I'm looking forward to more secrets with Trials of Osiris. Where maybe we get an exotic bounty, because we haven't seen any exotic bounties yet in this DLC, and I think it'd be really cool to introduce an exotic bounty through Trials. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, here's that
like a bounty, not a quest, right?
Yeah, not a quest, but a bounty itself, as in it's only Trials of Osiris related, and once Trials is gone, that bounty's gone too with it. So you have to try again next week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool, like something that no one knows about yet. It's the gun that you get in Mercury after completing it, and it's like floating or something, waiting, and then I don't know. Something
maybe going 9-0 is going to be more difficult because you're going to be matched against people that are also in like the same area.
I don't want to get excited, but they talked about stuff matchmaking before, and I'm expecting to go against some 1-2 winners.
Hold up though, we need to talk about that though, because that is something that's really interesting. They're gonna heavily favor teams that are 8-0 to match up with you if you're 8-0.
Yeah,
and
if the connection is going
if the connection is in the right, it said it prioritizes connection first.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if the connection is lining up,
but still, if you're playing during peak hours, like that could be some really interesting battles that happen.
Yeah,
it should be fun.
Because I mean, there's been a lot of times where you go up against a team and they're just like, it's their first card, and you're at 8-0. You know, it doesn't heighten the experience. If you know that there's a chance that team could be also waiting for, or thinking that this is their win, they're 9. That's going to be interesting. It's going to make it really entertaining.
And, like, I think it'd be cool. Like, it doesn't need to, but I think it'd be pretty cool to show each card at the start where it shows each player there, or show, like, the cards above each team. Like, this is how much they have.
Or something. Ooh, yeah, that would be cool too.
That'd be pretty cool. So see
the stakes.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what you're losing, what you're
guys
getting.
Guys, we got to end these guys' cards. Or guys, these guys are. You know, these guys. Yeah, these guys have.
These guys must be good.
These guys are 8-0. Let's try to end their. Let's try to end their streak.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This would be really cool stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Trials.
I don't know. I mean, I've gone 9-0 with a variety of teams. I played with you, Patrick, 9-0. I played with you versus 9-0. And I played with my clanmates 9-0. And I can tell you that the skill levels of those teams are vastly different. So even like, you know, for when I go with my clan and we're at that 8-0 match, you know, I think our experience is gonna be a lot different than versus and your friends are going 8-0. Like, again, we just stomped them just like we did every other team. You know, that's not our experience when we're doing it.
it's to be the interesting part, because it's like, hey, these guys are 8-0, but maybe they went against different skilled players to get where they're at, and That's to be interesting in seeing stuff like that.
It is interesting, though. I'm looking forward to seeing how it works out. I hope it works well. In my favor, especially.
Mm. Yeah. Remember how when you used to get kicked and it'll give you an automatic loss?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to be fixed.
I hope so.
A lot of times toward the end of Trials of Osiris is if one of our teammates got kicked, like, it'd stop the game for a little while.
Yeah.
And he'd come back. So that definitely works.
You'd usually kick them like during that loading screen in between rounds.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they would come back at the start.
Yeah. We even had a guy get kicked during the match and he came back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping they resolve some of those issues, because it really was frustrating to get kicked and then up.
Very
well. Yeah. Oh, there's a loss that the Mercy didn't take. Cool.
One of the subs from Planet Destiny, Riku
yeah.
Nora.
Yeah,
he was playing with us with me and Art TKO. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say RKO. I
have out of RKO nowhere. Oh my god! Here come the memes.
TKO. So like it was 8-0, and Riku had to go. Like he dropped the controller. He had to go, and we're like, oh my god, Riku, you gotta come back. And then, you know, it was a 3v2 type of scenario. Oh, and yeah. These guys let the timer run out. And then if you let the timer run out on that first round, if a person is AFK, they get automatically kicked. And, you know, automatic kick, that means for sure no...
no 8-0.
For sure loss on the ticket. And then he comes back, I think, 30 minutes later. Turns out somebody broke into his car.
Oh, shit.
And we're like, oh my god. Whoa, okay, sorry, Riku. Totally get why you were like,
totally bad mouthing the whole ticket. Time.
We were like,
we're never going to play with you again.
We were like, oh my god, Riku, I can't believe this. Because, like, I think he had come back because the, like, usually late Monday night on Xbox, it's just pure sweaties.
Yeah.
It's just like it was sweat stacked up against sweat. Oh god, it's awful. It's like, it's honestly. It can make me cringe sometimes. And sometimes it creates some great experiences where once you beat him, you're like, yeah, take the bag. But anyways, that happened. And he was a ticket that we had brought back to get back to the lighthouse because we wanted to make sure he got to the lighthouse. And then somebody broke into his car. Couldn't believe it. And he didn't get to the lighthouse.
I don't know what he's worried about. Like, you can buy a new car anywhere. And you can't get an exotic emblem in Destiny.
Oh, my God.
You'd only get that Solar Scholar once. Know, right?
Oh, my God. Oh,
my. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it, though, because we were all like, oh, my God, Reek. Oh, my God. I can't believe he got kicked. This is unbelievable. And I was like, okay, yep, that's a reason.
Did you guys win the match without him?
Yeah, we beat him afterwards.
Yeah.
That feels so good when the guy gets kicked off your team, so it's a 2v3 and you win anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, dude, we win. I was like, all right, blink shoddy. Let's go. Yeah,
but those are the situations where I would be like, okay, I'll use Thorn. All right.
Yep. Thorn, blink
especially
shoddy.
Especially against like a suspect team who are going like really sweaty, and then some suspicious stuff happens with their connections, then someone gets kicked, and you're like, oh, okay. That's how we're going to play. Okay.
Right, yeah. I think we like we went 5-1 actually.
Yeah,
they won that one match, the first one, and then we're like, "You're
that."
Dead.
That always did feel good, like going up against that, and then like looking them up on one of those websites, and then you see that they've won every single game straight for like forever, and it's all because against teams that are 3-2, and you just ended like their big God, win streak that Bungie never noticed, and you're like, "Yeah, eat it." Well, guys, I think we're going to be nearing the end of the podcast here. If you guys want to find me, you can find me on Twitter at Holtzman_PD. And I also do the streaming on the Twitch channel, and I do, I do the YouTube stuff too.
I'm Briar Rabbit. You can find me on Twitter at TheBriarRabbit. You can find me on YouTube on the Briar Rabbit channel, and of course on the Planet Destiny stream.
And I'm Tefty Teft. You can find me on the Planet Destiny Twitch channel as well. And you can talk to me at Teft on Twitter. And please don't Google my name and try to find the picture of me in a hat, because
I don't want Tefty all over Twitter anyway.
I was really hoping I'd be so I can just say your information. I was going to go like, hey, I'm Tefty. You can find me
on Facebook.
You can find me on Facebook. Look at the guy with the hat tilting toward the screen. Oh my god. No, I'm Versus the Stream. You guys can find me at twitter.com/versusthestream and on Twitch, twitch.tv/versusthestream.
Yep.
I want to thank Holtz, Tefty, Briar, all Planet Destiny for being amazing, taking me in, allowing me to do this podcast, streaming their channel.
Thank you, man.
I really do appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That was podcast number 40. We will see you next week.